Thousands of migrant children and teens have arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border in the last few weeks. Once these kids are processed, most are reconnected with family members across the U.S., and then they restart their lives in a new country, with a new school, and in a new language. In recent years, Houston, Texas has been the number one destination for these teens. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Troval reports.
Wisdom High School teacher Garrett Reed in Houston breaks the ice with his five students with some gentle teasing.
Here comes the football player.
On a video call, they tell me their first names only since they have pending immigration cases. Here's Jaime, the football player.
Hi, my name is Jaime. I am from Guatemala. I am 18 years old.
They're all from Central America, and they all traveled across Mexico into the U.S. without a parent, some just a few months ago. Jaime explains why he risked his life to come here.
Quería ver a mi papá porque él ya llevaba mucho tiempo por aquí.
He says his dad, who left when Jaime was a baby, lives in Houston. Jaime came to the U.S. to be with him and to escape threats from gang members. All of them had some family already living in the U.S., like most of the thousands of kids waiting to be processed in Border Patrol facilities and migrant shelters in Texas and other parts of the country. 17-year-old Roselia says she left Guatemala because she was mistreated by the woman she lived with and worked for.
La señora donde yo trabajaba, no me trataba bien.
The first time she tried to cross into southern Mexico, she says officials there deported her back to Guatemala. But she was successful the second time. During the long journey, she remembers riding a bus, hiding out, being scared and very hungry with no food or water.
Teníamos hambre y no había nada de comida ni agua.
That was just a few months ago. When she crossed into the U.S. from Mexico, border officials found her, processed her. Then she was moved to a shelter and reunited with her older brother, who was already in Houston.
Todo diferente, porque todo es inglés, inglés, inglés.
She says life in the U.S. is different. Everything's in English, and she misses her mom in Guatemala. High school brings a lot of opportunities and obstacles for these teens. Some never finished elementary school back home. It's a challenge for their teacher, Garrett Reed, who speaks to them both in Spanish and English. His students are mostly migrant teens like this group or refugees.
I start off with maybe, you won't believe, 8 kids in my class in August, 8 or 9, and then it just grows throughout the semester.
Reed says by spring, his classes fill up to 30 kids, all at different learning levels.
They haven't been there. They're very far behind in more ways than one.
Despite learning challenges, Reed says his students have lofty ambitions in the United States, going to college, becoming a lawyer or business person. Their dreams may be big, but their legal futures are uncertain. In the past, Central American minors were more likely to face deportation than be granted a special visa or asylum. 15-year-old Franklin came here from Honduras. He hopes his father, who has papers, will help him out so he can pursue his American dream. His dream is to study, give it his all, and maybe one day become an engineer. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Troval in Houston.